That's what we're talking about next year with this offense again.
Oh, no, right.
It's rinse and repeat here in Broncos land. It's Groundhog's Day. It's 14:08. Give me the song. Give it to me one time.
He flopped out. He switched out the. Switched out the.
What's
iPads.
The song?
It's on the other iPad.
Where is the other iPad? Oh. Give it to me. 14:08. Oh. And KKFN HD1 Long Mont Denver. Sorry, iPad. 14:08. Give it to me. That's where we're at. We're in the scary Groundhog's Day, right? The frightening
Groundhog's Day.
No. And yes, right. This is where we are because we're back at this thing next year. New staff, new coach, new offense. Hey, this takes time, guys. We're learning.
Yep.
Oh, no. We're doing this again. Slow start to the season. Don't worry. Don't worry, everyone. It takes time to learn offense. Offense is tough to play in the NFL, right? So we just got to be patient here. Oh, my gosh. That's what we're going to be doing next year. I'm going to go crazy. Seriously, the Broncos broke Justin Simmons. The Broncos about to break me, and I don't even play for them.
They broke Justin. They did. Simmons.
They did. He's cussing out Kliss, right?
I know,
did you hear that?
Oh yeah, no, I know the whole story. All trust me. Simmons doesn't realize.
Well, have you ever cussed out a media member?
I don't know if I ever cussed one out. But I got after Nikki one time because she
after
oh,
Nikki,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, they had kind of a little. Yeah, that was a little legendary.
She had a comment about my previous neck injuries.
Oh, gotcha.
I was being sensitive.
Yeah.
What was the
she
comment?
Didn't deserve it.
What was the comment?
She was like a stinger again.
Oh. Wolfie got another stinger.
Oh, you don't remember the time I was paralyzed and then had a seizure 12 weeks later and almost died.
I don't think she wasn't covering the team then.
Well, look, I mean, it's look, whenever
they
Justin Simmons,
research.
They hashed it out. They
whenever
it
Justin
out.
Simmons is
but Derek didn't scream at her in the locker room.
He didn't drop any profanity.
Mike deserved it.
Mike deserved it.
No.
Yeah.
Not
he did.
No.
Yes.
No.
Today.
No.
Yeah. Yesterday. It was yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Totally deserved it.
He was trying to stick up for the Broncos, though.
He was trying to stick up for Russ and the Broncos.
He was pro Broncos.
He asked him, he said, I want to talk about the Ravens. I don't want to talk about anything else. And what's he do? Pokes the bear. If you want the smoke, you're going to get the smoke.
I found out the real story.
Mike Kliss didn't want the smoke.
No,
he did. Mike was trying to help Russell in the fit. Like, Mike, listen.
If
I say don't poke me in the chest or I'm going to punch you, and then you come in there and poke me in the chest and I punch you and you're going to be surprised?
No.
Exactly.
But that's not actually kind of what happened here.
No, I found out what happened. They were both, and this can happen in the locker room, they both happened to cross paths in the locker room. Mike casually made a comment like, how was the birthday party? And from what I was told, Simmons went off.
Yeah, see, he's being a smart.
But they just were crossing. He wasn't poking a bear or anything.
That's poking the bear.
All right. Well, the two of those guys have a history as
so
well.
So it was after his, after he was on.
Yeah. It was afterwards. But I don't know, man.
Okay, see,
so
here's
we're that,
okay.
Up, we're that uptight. We can't just have jokes with each
no,
other.
No, see,
a bit?
See, I thought I. Well, that's what happens when you're losing. Everybody's buttholes get this
big.
Oh,
I get it. Stokes just did right then and there.
Well, I mean, look, it's been a complete disaster, and it just continues. It's like every week is something.
It is ironic,
it's a birthday party. It's a, you know,
because Mike
Simmons
was
yelling at Kliss.
Mike
it's
was just, trying like, to stick what? Up for Russ.
Right.
That is the irony.
Clearly.
I know.
Mike is, let's just call it what it is. Mike works for Nine News. Nine News is the partner of the Broncos. Mike wants what's best for the Broncos.
Right.
He was trying. I said to Stoke, he didn't need to do what he did. Like, editorializes stuff, and he sometimes gets himself into trouble trying to play too much defense for the Broncos. So he was trying to help. There's got to be some other history or whatever.
Well, they do have history. The thing is, he was annoyed by Pelissero. Like, what are you doing, Pelissero?
Who was? Mike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because Pelissero's not there. Pelissero isn't around, so why are you sticking up for Hackett Pelissero?
I didn't know that it was, like, in passing in the locker room. I thought it was, like, he was, like, because when he was on the press, he was like, I don't really want to talk about any other stuff.
In passing. You've walked past the guy.
Yeah, this was, like, off the record aside.
Yeah,
from,
he didn't have to joke, man. Like, it's Mike Kliss. Come on.
Right. You know? He didn't come with him with a TV camera.
It's Mike Kliss. Like, he's not, like, come on. That just shows you how bad it really is over there.
Exactly. Yes.
Because Justin Simmons is a very level-headed guy. Very.
And that's what we were saying. Like, you know,
this season has broken. That's how bad it is.
That's what Stokes saying.
Well, it's not just this season. This was like the straw that broke the camel's back because it's He got here in 2016.
Yeah, his time was
just
terrible.
Won a Super Bowl. He thought he was coming to a team that was going to be successful.
Right? Yep.
And then it's just been a dumpster fire the whole time.
Yeah, I feel for Justin on that. I feel for him on that. Most guys who play as long as he's played for actually do run into a good team at some point in 6 years. You kind of run into one. He's never, well, one winning team, right?
Nine, not really. Nine. I mean, Joe Thomas never went to a playoff
well,
game.
Well, there you go. The Brandon Marshall never went to a playoff game, receiver.
Yep.
I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
There's exceptions to the rule. But most guys just run into a team that goes to the playoffs at some point. Just if you're in the league 7 years. Who gets in the league for 7 years and doesn't go to the playoffs?
You know what's crazy is DeMarcus Ware said that 2015 season was the first time he'd won a playoff game.
Wow.
Well,
Well, and back then it was only six teams.
True.
Now it's seven.
But DeMarcus was still on winning teams that went to the playoffs. They would just lose. The Cowboys just lost in the first round every year.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was on. Justin's just been on relatively bad teams.
The most games he's won was his rookie year, nine games.
That's right.
And he was not the starter at that point.
And he didn't know what was going on. In the NFL, you don't know what's going on. Okay, we won nine games. Cool, good fun.
It was like my rookie year with Peyton, right? Like, we're out there. Peyton's breaking records and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is easy.
This is fine. NFL's easy. Oh, my God.
And how about this, even further context? Think about the starts that Justin has been a part of. Like, that 2016 team, you guys started good.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it 4-0? I think
it was a good start.
Year?
The last
start.
Like seven, eight
right after the Super Bowl, 2016.
Weren't winning those close games.
It was 4-0.
It was 4-0, but Peyton was playing bad.
No, Peyton
no,
retired.
2016, that's right.
Yeah, it was Trevor. And then in 2000,
we started 4-0.
Yes.
Yeah, we were.
It beat the Panthers week one.
We're like,
won
we're going
some
to the Super Bowl again.
And then in 2017, where Justin's now the full time starter, they you guys got started off
4-0.
No, it was 3-1. It was 3-1 because you guys
then then we came back from the bye and lost to the Giants.
You beat the Chargers on Monday Night Football, and Shelby blocked Younghoe Koo's first ever game-winning field goal attempt. And then you beat the Cowboys in week two when Tlaib had the pick six.
And they had the all-star offensive line and the run game.
Yes, and you guys held Zeke. You guys held Zeke to 0.9 yards per carry. Yep. That was week two. Week three, you guys went to Buffalo, and that was the Von Miller I got you game where Tyrod was down and Von Miller went to go stick his hand down and said, did the psych thing. Personal foul extends the drive. Buffalo goes down and wins. And then you guys beat the, I think it was the Raiders week four, you started 3-1. So Justin's been a part of, and then even last year started 3-0 with Vic.
Zach, you are nuts. How do you do this? Like, I remember all these incidents, but I don't remember the order or the dates or.
Especially back then. It's like 1408. It's all just on repeat.
Sandy Clough thinks you have weird abilities.
Dude, those were my first couple years where everything was so important to me.
17 and 18, ran together, you know? It was just a dumpster fire.
Yeah, man.
So Justin's been a part of teams that start good and just kind of fall apart. So, and even this year, they were 2-1 after three games.
I get it, but just keep, you don't have to yell at a guy in the locker room, though. I mean, come on, man. Keep your cool. But listen, if it works for the team, it works for the team. If Mike Kliss has to die slowly on the hill for the team to be better,
poor Mike, so be it.
But I said this, I forget if I said it on the air or off the air. We're going to talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. There's so much stuff going around the Broncos right now and so much noise. If there was ever a week to rally around Russ,
it's right now.
And if it doesn't happen, the wheels are going to come off.
Well, the Jags just beat him.
What's Lamar Jackson's status today? Do we know? Practice-wise, because he left practice yesterday with a quad. Yeah, baby. No, I don't know. Who knows? We'll find out. We'll figure it out one way or the other. Stoke. See you later, pal.
See ya.
Our guy.
Going to Sam's.
See you, bud.
Sam's? Really?
Sam's Club?
Well, what too much of something are you going to buy?
Water.
Okay.
Bulk shopping. Water. Big water.
All right.
Yeah, I'm saying that he left practice with a quadricep injury.
Yesterday, yeah. But that report came out pretty late in the day, so there might not be enough Ravens time here.
For him to leave practice, that's a big deal.
Of course.
Real big deal. Not like, hey, let's just chill out the rest of practice and hang out over here.
Mm-hmm.
No, you had to go in.
Yep.
That ain't good.
Can I talk a little hoops with you before we split?
Sure. I'm going to go record the podcast right here, right after this.
Were you surprised? Malone put all the starters back in the game with less than 6 minutes to go when you're up by more than 20?
It's Michael Malone. this dude
so funny, man.
He is a trip.
He's a trip.
Did you hear him after the game?
I was there.
Dude is like,
That's right. I watched a presser. I heard you on the post game.
He goes off for like a minute about
everything sucks.
Right.
It's like, wait, won by 20.
And I go, is that why you put him all the starters back in? And he goes, basically, we'll play it later. But yeah, that's everything got really quiet. Because I get in that post game, like, it's going to be fun and happy and talk about Vlatko dunking from the free throw line. And,
that was crazy.
Yeah, they scored the most points ever in a first quarter, 44.
44, after they just put up 42 in the last first quarter, which was their season high.
Me and Jake Shapiro are looking up records. Most points they scored in a first half all this year, 74.
74, yeah.
They're rolling. Rolling. Jokic took two shots in the first half, and they were dominating.
Right.
He wasn't shooting on purpose. Vlatko was like, we're like, hey, maybe Michael Porter Jr. never has to come back. We got Vlatko. And Vlatko's doing Dr. J things, dunking from the free throw line.
He's knocking down threes, too. He was fun to watch.
He was 3 for 3 or 3 for 4, something like that.
Yeah.
And he had a bad night on Monday and bounced. So, dude, after the game, we're just like, happy, happy, fun time. Malone comes in with like a flamethrower.
Yeah.
Not acceptable. Men have to be men. You just dominated a hapless team. I was shocked. I shouldn't be shocked. And the other guys, the other, more experienced.
I think what he saw it as an opportunity for those guys to get some more minutes together.
Totally. Talking about the bench. Yes, I agree. I agree. And here's the thing. Micah Malone is looking at this thing from 20,000 feet.
Yes.
He is worried about the title.
He's worried
about championship habits.
Yes,
so
he is.
The Rockets are going to have a top three pick. I mean, they are a bad basketball team. They're now 2-11 on the road.
Apparently,
5-16.
He wanted them to win by 40.
Yeah, he wants to. I love it.
I love it, too. I love it, too.
All gas, no brakes, baby. Yeah. That's how he is. You got your foot on their throat, you press down even harder.
But it is. The players know differently, though. The players know if we light them up, we can let off the gas. They know that.
They shouldn't think that way.
Well, this is the battle between coach and player. This is how, on a really good team.
And it's the battle of natural elements of an 82-game NBA season.
Yes.
The season's just too long.
But Malone wouldn't have these thoughts unless the expectations were for a championship. And so what you have with the Nuggets is a team every day of the year that's thinking about a championship.
Yeah.
Not if they're having a winning record. Not if they're going to make the playoffs. Not how they're going to do in the playoffs. They are literally thinking about every moment. Malone is. I think he has sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Because it's this year, maybe next year.
I don't want to talk about next year. We did that all last year.
Okay, fine.
It's about this year.
Hey, no problem. Because that's the feeling I get from down there, which is good, right? That's what you want. But it's comical, too. So it's good, but it is still kind of funny that the guy's pissed off about you just blowing away a team.
Like, if you didn't see the game and just watched the press conference, you're like, damn, tough loss at home to the Rockets. No, 20-point win.
So they put Jokic back in the game, man, with 6 minutes. I'm shocked. I'm like, okay. Then I look on the court. I'm like, wait a second. All the starters are in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't even occur to me, like, slowly, all the starters had come back in the game. Vlatko's doing all right. Ish Smith, man. Are you kidding? He is so much better than Faku. I can't even tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he is awesome.
This is a pro's pro, man. He's been around forever. He is a pro's pro.
The only guy who's slightly struggling right now is KCP. Aaron Gordon is a man. I mean, and then Vlatko.
It's a really good basketball team. I think they're going to be, how about this? I believe this. I think they're going to be number one seed in the West.
Do you like Vlatko in the regular rotation?
Not regularly. And he played well last night, but typically he strikes me as a guy who's just a little bit disjointed and ready to play.
Would you rather have Vlatko or Jeff Green?
Jeff Green.
Why?
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I have a career to look at.
Okay.
I have a career to look at. Vlatko hasn't had a career. I got a career to look at. That's a veteran. Vlatko.
Actually, you don't even need Jeff Green until the playoffs anyways. It doesn't even matter. So you might as well get some minutes for
Vlatko. And up until this point, I don't want to react to one game against the worst team in the league. Vlatko hasn't been an everyday player.
But he's been in the last five games in the regular rotation.
He has.
Because he's throwing down jams for the free throw line.
That was crazy.
Air Vlatko.
That was crazy.
All right.
They look like a connected group, too. They look genuinely happy for each other.
Well, they know how good they are, and they are close. They're a very close-knit team. And it's an easy team to root for. Still a lot of empty seats, though, man. And how about Ivaka going out of business? See that? Oh, did you not know that?
No.
Yeah.
Right?
Ivaka's going out of business?
At the end of the year, four more weeks or whatever.
So
what is it?
So my endorsement's not coming back?
Oh.
Wait, what is it?
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't even think of that, dude. Avaca is a streaming service that was really focused on Nuggets and Avs game as a supplement or a complement because they've had this TV problem with Comcast and Kroenke. So Avaca was an independent company, just a couple of dudes doing it, young guys trying to put it together, and they were offering alternative. The problem with Avaca, they don't offer like Fubo. Fubo's just like got everything.
What is?
Yeah, you're lost a little bit. All right, well, never mind. I'll explain to you during the break.
Fubo.
It's pretty awesome, actually. But it's three times as expensive as Avaca,
and I'm paying it.
I get it.
Me F too. You buy us.
I to my fourth grade.
F Scott Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald do?
My fourth grade picture had a FUBU shirt on.
All right, we got to take
nice.
Zach, my man, Mile High Hoops podcast.
Yes, presented by Superbook Sports.
All right, this is the Drive on the Fan.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Oh, there's no music. What's going on, man? What happened to the tunes, dude?
I was trying to tell you that we're coming.
Did I run out of the tunes?
You ran out of tunes, man.
Oh, all right. Damn, we got to pay attention. Who are you talking to now, man? What are you doing? Show just started.
My buddy shot a nice buck, man. Trying to congratulate him.
I think we need to try that again, KJ. KJ, we need some tunes.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, let's get some tunes going. I don't know.
Everybody's just slacking around.
Everybody's
here.
Just talking. Let's just
Baby,
get...
I'm playing on you.
Oh!
Boo!
All right, give us another tune.
Do better than that.
What else we got?
That's what you come with?
It's Maroon 5.
Yeah!
Well, I could do another history lesson. You want another Van Halen history lesson?
He's just getting melted by the guitar.
I'm out now.
Hey, man, have you seen Wolfie, Wolfgang, Van Halen, Shred? Eddie Van Halen's kid?
Wolfgang Puck?
No, man. Wolfgang Van Halen.
No.
Do you seriously not know about Wolfgang?
No.
It's freaking ridiculous how good he is.
It's a cool name.
It's unbelievable. Right? Right? And it's really Wolfgang, like Wolfgang Mozart.
Yeah.
Wolfie. Dude, you gotta go through a little Wolfie. He goes by Wolfie.
Oh, really?
You know who his mom is? Valerie Bertinelli is his mom.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. You don't know Valerie Bertinelli?
If I saw her, I'd find
it. Dude, she was a smoking sitcom person back in the day. One Day at a Time? Nah? All right. Shoot, man.
No clue.
Well, Eddie Van Halen was married to a hottie actress, Valerie Bertinelli. They split, but they made Wolfie, who is an unfreaking believable guitar player. And in the tribute to Taylor Hawkins, the drummer from Foo Fighters who passed away at the benefit concerts in England and in L.A., Wolfgang came up there and played Hot for Teacher and Panama or something like that. And it was freaking amazing. People didn't realize how good he was.
That's pretty cool.
And he will be one of the opening acts with Metallica when they go out on the road.
Nice.
Yeah, his band will front quite a few of their shows. So he's the real deal, man.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty neat. Eddie passed away. It's so sad, man.
Yeah, it is.
That guy was one of my heroes, no doubt. All right, what's happening, man? What are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, I got a good workout in today.
Nice.
I was just coming from a podcast today. I was doing a podcast with a company called Hoyt.
Hoyt? What are you talking about on the old pod?
Bow hunting.
Aim and fire. How much can you actually, how long is that podcast? 2-3 minutes? What are you getting into?
Don't bow hunting like that.
People
geek out on bow hunting like you would not believe.
You're probably right about that, but I mean, really, seriously, what do you talk about for an extended period of time?
We were really just talking about the
tension,
the crossover
of
from football to bow hunting, and why it's like what like the similarities between the two.
Aside from you, who's done it?
Aside from me,
yeah,
Justin Tuck, Trent Cole is a big bow hunter.
Okay.
Trent Cole has like an actual show, like a TV show. It's called Blitz Outdoors.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're going to take down this buck right there. Shh. Hold on. Let me get some resin on this bow.
No.
Let me get the right tension here.
No.
I'm going to use the eighth inch arrow.
No.
Blue arrow.
It's more like you're up there and you're like, bum, 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 bum. Your heart's pounding.
Must kill Bambi.
Nobody's killing Bambi. Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm sorry.
Be the first one to try some of that when I bring it in, too. No, but we were just talking about, like, you know, staying cool under pressure, right? Like, a lot of people miss, like, take a bad shot because they get all fired up and they can't, like, keep their emotions under
control. Yeah, that'd be me. I'd be great on the range, and then I would just choke in the tree.
See, with hunting, it doesn't happen for me until afterwards, right? So, like, you release the arrow, see the animals hit, and then you're, like, next thing you know, you're just, like, shaking. You're like, oh my God.
What just happened?
That just happened.
What just happened?
And then, like, with my elk, it came in screaming. I don't know if anybody's ever heard an elk bugle like 10, 20 yards from them, it's intense. It rattles your chest.
I was feeding the geese in my backyard earlier today. Probably shouldn't do that. I was petting them.
Why would you do that?
Well, I've got a couple. They're just nice. They're just, you know, they like me. I just go up and I just.
They let you touch them? No way.
No, of course.
Geese are mean. Murder geese.
Nice day out there with the Broncos today.
Was it?
Nah, it was kind of boring, actually. Yesterday was crazy. Yesterday was insanity.
Not really.
With Bert, are you kidding? From a media perspective? From a media perspective, yesterday was bonkers. Rich Eisen was talking about, yours truly was, got a little soundbite on the old Rich Eisen show today with the, not now response about Russ being sat. You know, it's funny. I thought of it the exact opposite of how it came out. When he said, not now, that sort of thing, I was like, wow, well, how much worse could it be? Like, I was thinking the right answer to that question would have been sure. Of course, it's always a competitive situation. But it was actually interpreted the exact opposite, Derek. Everybody else was like, including Rich Eisen, was like, whoa, not now. You know, that means there is a time. You know, there's a time that it might make sense. And they were just, everybody was just freaking out that could be a possibility. And it's just dawned on me, wow, we are in this weird world, man, where, like, you just can't touch Russ. Like, he is just so protected. He is so above the clouds, dude. Like, there's just nothing you can do to replace him. It was wrong to even suggest that it's a possibility.
I mean, because it's all... Everything, every scenario is so outlandish and unrealistic, you know? Like, it's not going to happen.
Well, you better get your head around it, man, because you just can't... And I get it. Hey, if everybody wants to gang up on Kliss and the media and all that, go for it.
Let's blame Kliss for it.
Well, there you go. I mean, that
blame
is...
Blame the weasel.
Right. You want to... It is the most desperate and last-ditch effort thing to do. That's what it is. Lamar Jackson did practice today, huh? He did? Jerk.
Yeah, that Lamar Jackson. You see, pretty good.
Their Lamar Jackson, not just our Lamar Jackson on practice squad. They're the other Lamar Jackson. There's two Lamar Jacksons for these organizations. Let's not disrespect our Lamar Jackson. I don't even know what number he is. Take a guess.
I don't
need to. Hey, Derek, take a guess who our Lamar Jackson, what number he is. Take a guess. He's a cornerback.
He's
guess.
A corner? 48. Yeah.
No. Actually, I don't even see him. No, he's not. He's not. He's got a very interesting cornerback number.
What is it?
Cornerback. Who is your favorite cornerback? And his number.
Never had a favorite corner. 24?
No. You didn't like Chris Harris?
Yeah, but it's
25.
Oh, 25. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't know Chris Harris was 25.
That's not what I didn't. You didn't ask. I didn't.
What number was Aqib Talib? Oh my God! Wow.
I don't know.
T.J. Ward,
43.
Yeah, got that one. Don't remember Aqib, huh?
Was it 26?
No.
What was it?
I'm not telling you.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Right. People are screaming in their cars right now.
I don't care. Who cares about a number?
Exactly. Just a number. Did you see our guy KJ got Rob J? He's going to join us. He's the dude in the interview with Deion Sanders when they were goofing, when they were going back and forth. The greatest interview of all time.
21.
There you go. All right, we'll hear from we do have a little breaking news. This is a bit of a bummer about a critical player for the Broncos. So, kind of stings, but we'll give you the details next.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you just saw that stuff about Vaughn right there.
Yeah, that sucks.
Came out about...
Vaughn likes to bow hunt.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bo Jackson, bow hunter.
Well, he has to be. His name's Bo. If he was... First name was Gunner, it'd be different.
He could probably use a gun.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure he uses a gun, too, though.
I'm bummed for Vaughn. Me too. I saw it. That's a weird one, though, because, hey, man, if it's an ACL, he's out.
Yeah.
You know, IR now, it's 4 weeks. There's, what we got, 6 weeks left in the season. Great game tonight, Bills-Patriots. That's going to be an awesome Thursday night game, I think.
I wonder if he's doing, like, any kind of, I don't know, I have to talk to him.
Yeah, you got
to
hit him up now that you caught it. I hope he's all right.
Well, when I talked to him after it happened, he's like, dude, it doesn't feel that bad. I feel all right.
I know. ACLs are weird, though.
Well, that's what happened last time he did his ACL went. He just was walking around.
You ever have an ACL?
No.
You really? That's amazing, actually.
But it was always my elbows and neck and stuff like that.
My ACL, not to compare it with football, but I was walking around, as I found out, for a month on a torn ACL and didn't even know it. And then my meniscus tore. And it was like I got shot with a bow. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I go in, and I didn't think it was really that bad. Then the doctor was like, I can't believe how messed up this is. You've been walking around for a month? And that's just weird, man, because ACL's just kind of stability, balance, but not necessarily pain. It's weird. It's just a weird deal. So it doesn't surprise me that he felt okay. And I'm not saying it's an ACL, but my guess is he probably will need some sort of surgery, and he's just trying to figure out, can I just suck this up and get to the playoffs?
Yeah, that's probably the goal here. Like, hey, let's just get you to the playoffs.
And I bet you I won't be surprised if he needs, you know, something after this. It's the same leg, though, that he had his ACL on, though. It is the same leg.
It could be his meniscus that just needs cleaned up in there. And, you know,
could be.
After any kind of surgery, there's a lot of scar tissue and stuff hanging out.
The Bills are so good, though, it's not about just getting to the playoffs. It's about winning a championship.
Right. If Vaughn could get back for the playoffs, he will turn it on. That's when he turns it on big time.
Three big games. Well, they got to theoretically. Well, do they get a bye? Probably not. Sorry. Kansas City probably. Like, who's Kansas City going to lose to? So probably you got to win four games to win a championship if you're the Bills.
Yeah.
Only one team gets a bye nowadays. So it's tough to get that bye. So can Vaughn be okay for the last four games of the year, theoretically? And then you go from there, and you got to just put it all on the line.
Speaking of bow hunting,
yeah,
you said you used to run marathons and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. 10 of them.
So there's a guy, like probably one of the most famous bow hunters that there are. His name's Cam Haynes.
He's an ultra marathoner.
Yeah, this dude is an animal.
Yep, know all about him.
Yeah.
He's awesome. I've watched tons of videos from him.
Yeah, very cool guy.
Hunting and running.
Very, very cool
guy. He's done like ultras. He's done like the 100-plus mile things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know him? Are you buddies with him?
Yeah, we talk a lot, yeah.
Have him on sometime, man. It's a weird combination. You know, an ultramarathoner hunt actually kind of makes sense. I mean, you're in the... These ultramarathons, you know, they're not on the street.
No, they're in... they're in the wilderness.
Yeah, good luck.
Through the mountains, man.
Yeah, there's a race, the Moab...
He lives up in Oregon, man, and he's got like there's a mountain that he runs up every day. He runs up a mountain just every day.
Yeah. Ultra, I know tons about ultra racers. It's a different breed. We got tons of them here in Colorado.
Yeah, what's the guy, Boggins? Is it Boggins?
The guy, David Goggins.
Goggins.
Yeah.
That dude.
He's just a
fan. Both of my feet were broken.
That's right. Let's go. He's an ultra guy, too.
Don't be soft.
That's right. But he curses. I can't curse like he
does.
He gets you going, man. You want to do a few push-ups after you watch him.
Yeah, there's a video of him doing like an incline bench press, and he's doing a bunch of reps, and he's like, they don't know me.
Right, right, right.
They don't know me, as we read.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah. And we're getting to know you, David. No, he's a psycho. He's one of those guys. I like all those guys. All those guys fire me up. All right, here's the Broncos stuff. So, there was a little story going on yesterday that nobody wanted to talk about. Okay, here it is. I'll play it from Hack, and then I'll tell you the story. So here's Hack about KJ Hamler.
We're still evaluating everything right now. Obviously, his care is our number one priority, so we want to be sure that we're doing everything to help him get back.
He had a setback yesterday. Even when he was just rehabbing, he had a setback. And he was getting emotional, and it's fine to get emotional when you get bad news in the locker room. And everybody just kind of left him alone because it was like a tough deal. So he's being consoled by Russ, by the way. You know, Russ was over there trying to, you know, pump him up.
I hate to hear that, man.
Oh, I.
Well, that's a tough thing because you start making, like, when you're rehabbing an injury, you know, you take it slow, then you start to push it.
Right.
And then it's like, something happened. I don't like the way this feels.
And
that's what happened with my hip in 2021.
Think about him. Speed, hamstring.
Yeah. If it's your hamstring, man, it's just...
And his whole...
He probably just tried to pick it up. You know what I mean? Like, let me pace it. Let me see if I can pick a pace here.
Of course.
Because they have this thing called the zero gravity that they run in. And it's like imagine like a Woodway treadmill with
it's
like
curved, right?
No,
belt. That's right. You have some sort of belt.
No,
on.
It's like you get into this like thing that comes up to your chest.
Yeah.
And it takes your weight. You can pick what percentage of your body weight you want to be landing on. So it's great for rehabbing like ankles and hips and knees.
So you can go hard.
So you can run fast without the straight without the load. So you can get you can work on your range of motion and stuff and get that motion down.
Build your confidence.
Yeah, and it builds your confidence.
But
if you with a hamstring, every time you cycle, you're pulling with your hamstring to get it back through.
Because KJ was very honest about the mental side of things that he struggled with in the offseason last year. Dude, it was like shocking during training camp when he unveiled some dark places that his mind went when he was hurt last year.
Oh,
so,
I get it, man. It does. Most of the rehabbing is a mental game because you don't feel like yourself because you can't do the things that you normally can do.
I feel bad for him, man.
So your mind will play tricks on you, man, and it takes you to dark places. I've been there.
He's a great young person, and he's got incredible talent, and his body is just not letting him achieve what he achieved. And let me tell you, this is a tough blow for the team. There's nobody on the team that has his skill set. Nobody. Nobody has the combination of strength and speed like KJ Hamler. He's a smaller guy, but he's yoked up. He's strong. Our other smaller, fast guys like Montrell Washington, Jalen Virgil, they're not like KJ Hamler. KJ Hamler's a real, real, real total football player.
Right.
He can
And he's got the heart, too.
Heart, spirit, attitude, strength, speed, compete level, 50-50 balls, let's go get him, tough. He's the real deal. He is the real deal. I'm glad he's on the team. And they don't have anybody like him. You don't beat the, as bad as it's been, you don't even beat the Jaguars unless he goes up and gets that 50-50 ball basically from Russ Wilson in England. Doesn't happen without him. He had to slow up for that ball. He had to kind of cut back a little bit. Russ couldn't quite get it to him. So that's that deal, unfortunately. And we wish the best for KJ. But so that's what's going on there, unfortunately.
So do you think that we're just going to let Hackett ride out the season? You think they're just going
to
let him ride it out?
I think he's week to week.
How? If he was week to week, he'd have been done last week.
We have new levels, dude. It's new levels of acceptance or not. But I think strongly it's a week to week situation.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think he'll survive this week. He'll survive this week, and then the ultimate test is, how badly are you going to get beat by the Chiefs? And then we'll see where the rubber meets the road on that. But hey, pull off an upset, dude. Beat them. Beat the Ravens. Beat the Chiefs. Right? You beat the Ravens.
Well, focus on the Ravens now, man. Like,
of course.
They just lost to the Jags. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be pressing hard for the win.
Oh, it's a. You beat the Ravens this week. That will be one hell of a win. That's a game nobody expected the Broncos to win, period. Even when we thought they were going to the playoffs this year. All right, we have a real cool deal. Rob J., the Jackson State play-by-play broadcaster, who is on with Deion Sanders.
You know my favorite team is the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah. Next week they play the Denver Broncos in Colorado. I'm going with you, we're going to ride together.
We'll have him on next.
listening to The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
Dude, I think this video has like a million views or something.
Which one?
The one where Rob J, the Jackson State play-by-play man, is talking to Prime.
So well, it doesn't matter because he's going to Cincinnati.
So you'll be on. So we go together, Coach.
No, you gotta stop, man.
Okay,
this is good though. I got to admit, this is your best one up. This is your best one up. You thought that thing out though.
I asked you no questions about none of that.
Rob J joins us now. Oh my God, Rob, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. We have been laughing about your interview for like two straight days. How's your response been from everybody? I mean, you got like a viral video out there, man. That's kind of like, it's kind of ridiculous, right?
It has been, man. I mean, people have been calling me. People are telling me, man, it's funny. But it came about, I do those interviews with Dion, the Coach Prime, who he likes to be called. Yeah. We do it every Tuesday. It's a regular press conference. Yeah. So after the press conference, I sit down with him to do a pregame show for the games on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
You know, prior to the game. So it turns into something totally different. So he didn't answer any questions about the Colorado job. So, and like I said, me being a fan of the Chiefs, going into that, I was like, man, the Chiefs haven't played the Broncos yet. Let me look at the schedule and see when it's coming up. So when I saw it was next week, I said, oh, I got it. Oh, I man. Got it now.
I tell you what.
That's when I used that, man. And it turned out to be really funny.
Oh, man, it's so funny. So were you guys told not to ask him about the CU job? Was it like, hey, man, he's not going to answer questions about it. Let's just stick to the SWAC championship, you know, stuff like that.
No, actually, some of the reporters were asking about the job,
and
they weren't asking the right questions. They were asking questions like, Coach, if you left, would you take your son with you? Coach, are you happy at Jackson State? So he said, if you guys ask me the right questions, I would answer it, but nobody's asking me the right questions.
So one reporter,
older guy, he said, well, can you tell me what questions to ask you? And Dion said, I'm not going to do your job for you. So, but he won't allow me to ask any questions during the regular press conference. So I just sit down with him we do it that way.
All right. So, I mean, come on, man. I mean, he's coming, right?
To Cincinnati.
Is he coming? What you guys know?
He's going to Cincinnati.
Well, Derek here went to Cincinnati. And
he's
I know
Bearcat. He's going to be a Bearcat.
Cincinnati's in the running, too, I guess. I don't know. What do you think, Rob?
We're going to the Big 12.
Now he did mention. Okay, I'll tell you what. That was just the one clip that I showed. But that interview went on for about 10 minutes. So towards the end of it, because he posts stuff on his Instagram, and I asked him again, Coach, can I go with you to Colorado?
He
said, nah, they're not the only ones that's been asking. He said Tulane. He said South Florida. He said somebody else. But he said it's a bunch of them calling. So. I don't know, man. I would like for him to stay, but
well, he ain't staying. No, man, he's not staying. I mean, that's not happening.
How are the players that reacting to it? Are they happy for him or are they upset?
That's a good question. We asked him about the players, and he said the players are just focused on winning. I'm like, nah, man, it can't be. Come on, man. You know, the players got to be affected by this, and that interview is done in the locker room, outside the locker room area, and the players, they seem fine. Everybody coming through, they were fine. They didn't seem upset. Even
they get it.
His son Shiloh.
Well,
yeah, everybody seemed okay.
Rob, he's probably going to, no matter where he goes, if he goes, he's probably taking five. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, well, let me ask you this. How good is his son at quarterback? How good is his son at quarterback?
He's very good. He is super good. I'll tell you this. He is much better than playing in the SWAC.
Okay.
He really is.
All right.
He's accurate, and that's the thing about him. He's so accurate. He works out with Tom Brady, and he has worked out with Brett the Crook Favre before, and he's worked out with other guys in the NFL. So, yeah, he's really, really good, man.
Okay.
The Sticky Bandit.
Well, the Mississippi coming through right there, but, you know, with Brett Favre.
You heard me say Brett the Crook Favre.
No, we're loud and clear. So here's where I think about CU or Cincinnati or wherever, is that if his son is really good, okay?
Yeah, does he have that? Is he like Power 5 good?
Well, that's the question.
You
know? What do you think, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think he is. The only thing that I'll say that Shadur does that I think he can kind of get better at, he holds the ball too long, which, you know, leaves him getting sacked a few times lately. But, no, nah, man, he is head and shoulders above anybody in
well,
the
Well, see, here's the deal. Like, you come to CU, like University of Colorado, you're starting, man. There's no. Yeah. It's fine. Like, the it's a clear runway. I don't know what the quarterback situation is at Cincinnati or these other places. But, I'm sorry, what's Deion's son's name? What's his first name?
Shadur.
Shadur? So,
yes.
He comes here to Colorado, Rob. He's the starter. No problem. I mean, he's going to be the starter anywhere he goes with his dad. I get that. But it's not like there will be any controversy or any problem with it. It's just, It's like, let's go. And then you're playing Pac-12 football, man.
Well, that's us assuming that his son's going to go with him.
Rob, do you think his son will follow him?
That's a good question because somebody asked him if he left, would his son go with him? And he said, are you a father?
Right.
He said, why would you ask me something like that? So, yeah, his son's going with him wherever he goes.
Yeah, it won't be, but it's not just his son. He's going to take five or six of the – he's going to have a bunch of guys from Jackson State follow.
Well, what's the kid's name that committed to you guys that was like he was the number one recruit in the nation? At his
Travis
position?
Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's coming too.
He's coming too.
Oh, he comes too. The Jackson State football team will be depleted if he leaves. So that's why I'm saying, guys, don't take him from me. Don't take him from me.
I know. How are you guys feeling about it, man? It's got to be kind of a...
It's probably bittersweet.
Yeah.
You know? It's like you're happy for him, but you're also like, dang.
Yeah, how does it feel?
It's bittersweet because he has put Jackson State back on the map. You know, JSU has been reveling for a long, long time. Right. And he's doing a lot for the city with economic development and all of that. And it's going to be a big blow. But if he goes, I will not be mad at him at all. Absolutely not.
Hey, by the way, Rob, you got to know our one of our producers, KJ, he's from Mississippi. You should say hi to Rob. He is your biggest fan, man. You are a freaking hero to our guy.
Legend.
Say hi to Rob, man.
Hey, man. What's up, Rob? Well, so I listened to Rob growing up in Jackson, Mississippi, and he's just the voice everywhere you go. He's the man. Like, he, you hear him on TV, you hear him on radio. Like, Rob J is just, he's embraced Jackson, Mississippi from the beginning, and, you know, he's one of the few voices from Jackson that I can really say inspired me to, like, really want to get in the radio.
So, Rob, just to let you know, we got a taste of Mississippi up here in Denver, Colorado already. We can have Deion.
How in the world did he get to Denver, Colorado from
Well, it's a simple answer. It's either I stayed there and I figured it out, or I come here and I figure it out. And I was like, well, Denver has more reasons to figure it out. So I was like, let's go to Denver.
we ask KJ that all the time, but he's the greatest guy in the world and he loves you. He thinks you're awesome. And we appreciate your time, man. And good luck calling the SWAC championship, man. Where can we watch that at? What's that all about?
It will be on ESPN2. And you can also hear it on Sirius XM. There when I'll be doing a call. So you got to listen to me. Forget about ESPN2. Listen to your boy. Listen to your boy, man.
Is this it? Is this it, KJ? What are we doing here?
So this is Jackson State's their theme song. Get ready.
Oh!
It's awesome what he's done, man. Awesome.
Hey, man, Rob, we appreciate it, and we'll take good care of Deion and
Cincinnati.
What? No, Colorado. We want
Bearcats, baby.
Hey, man, you got to know we want Deion bad. Bad. We want Deion up here, all right?
Thank you, guys, man. All I really appreciate it. Derek Wolfe, he made me sick when he played with the Broncos, man, against the Chiefs.
Now, that's back when we used to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, back when we used to beat them, man.
It's
been a minute.
I know it.
I went to another team, tried to beat them, still lost.
All right, man. We appreciate you being on with us, Rob. Take it easy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Dude, I like the music, KJ. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, man. I had to get some Jackson State love in there, man.
It is so cool. Dude, I'm telling you, it's so cool to watch what he did down there. Like, to take that program and turn it around and... quick, too.
Bolder.
So here's the crazy thing. Like, even beyond the Walter Payton years, like, this is going to be Jackson State's first undefeated season if they win the SWAC championship.
Yeah.
And then
When they win.
Dion's gone. Are you mad at him?
No, not at all.
At least he's coaching him in the championship game.
Listen, I can be transparent about this.
Brian Kelly didn't even do that for us.
I can be transparent about it. I knew that it was going to be a quick 2 to 3 years because that's just kind of the way college football set up. No disrespect. So.
That was really fun.
But what he's done is he opened the door for another good coach to come
in. That's right.
Absolutely.
Another up-and-coming coach.
He's proved it can be done.
It can be done, yes. And there's a lot of former NFL players in the SWAC right now.
Hey, come to Colorado. Prove if it can be done in Boulder, because I think it can be done. I don't care about Cincinnati.
He's going to take Cincinnati to the national championship.
Drive on the fan.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. Telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.